Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Welcome to a Price Discovery Friday edition of America's Hot Barn Report on this great American hometown radio station, Sirius XM 147 Rural Radio and Agri-America. Monty James, fresh off knee surgery on Thursday and a little on the, how shall we put it, groggy side today going into the St. Paddy's Day weekend. I got this.
Is this real life?
Cries of foul on the sidelines this morning thanks to Packer manipulation, allegedly. We're just here to deliver the numbers. Yesterday at the Board of Trade in Chicago, front month live cattle dropped a whopping 297 to 186.95. June fat smoked 267 at 183.37. Remember, gentle listener, 'twas this week that 1,300 pound steers hit 197.50 at Hot Barn Stockman's in Yankton, South Dakota. Whoa. Feeder cattle took a thumping Thursday on the board, but not at our hot reporting barns coming in from the country. As we always say, it pays to go the live auction way. Live it, love it, learn it. Case in point, April feeders tumbled 467 to 251.17 on the futures market. May off 377 to 254.82. Major bummer, but things are always mo better in the country. Am I right? Let's get right to the meat of it. Pun intended, Ogallala Livestock Market had one of the hottest barns in the nation on Thursday. A string of 104-pound black-headed steers averaging 560 punched their ticket at 340. Insert gulp here. 500-pound heifers fetched an amazing 305 at Tri-County Stockyards in Muttley, Minnesota. Head west to Torrington Livestock Market, and John Wayne Jr. Lex Madden had a load of 530-pound high country steers peak at 355. Heiferettes as high as 174 at Mobridge Livestock in the shores of Lake Oahe.
I reckon I'll have me some of the bacon.
A run of 580-pound black steers boomed to 319 at Albion Livestock Market in the Husker State. Just got a text in real time from Jim Bitts at Napoleon Livestock on the High Plains in North Dakota. Big Jim reports a lot of packages eclipsed $4. 850-pound black steers reached $2,200 per mobile bovine unit. Whoa! Market cows as high as $160, says Rowdy Benson at Lemon Livestock. See video details of these and upcoming sales at Hot Barn Report on Facebook or Tick to the Top. Meds are kicking in. Monty James wisely headed for the couch. Happy St. Paddy's Day, lads and lasses, from all of us here at the HBR.
This breaking beef news brought to you by Stockman's Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, North Platte Stockyards, Platte Livestock Market, Lemon Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Torrington Livestock, Creighton Livestock, Bassett Livestock, Presho Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, and Fainar.
Ingermanson Farms is selling farm equipment in a purple wave auction ending March 20th. Bid now on late model, low-hour John Deere equipment, including an X9 1100 combine, an R4038 self-propelled sprayer, an S790 combine, an 1890C 60-foot air seeder with C850 cart, a 9620 RX quad track, and much more. All items will sell to the highest bidders regardless of price on Wednesday, March 20th. Don't wait. Get started now at purplewave.com. Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.